And you're welcome back. Well, back in May, the eyes of the world were on the Vatican as the first ever pope, both from the Order of St. Augustine and America, was inaugurated. Given the major international news it was that month, we were always going to cover news of a new pope on air. But then we also heard about a Waterford connection. Not only had a Waterford cleric encountered the new pope on a few occasions, he'd also embarked on a road trip with him around Ireland. Father Gerry Horan, chaplain of St. Augustine's College in Dungarvan, revealed all to Maria McCann on Daisha Today on Friday morning, May 9th.
Now, he went into the conclave as Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, and he came out as Pope Leo the 14th. It seems to be taken a lot of people by surprise, but my first guest maybe was a little bit more surprised than most, because he actually knows him. He is Father Gerry Horan, who's chaplain of St. Augustine's College in Dungarvan and former provincial of the Augustinian Order in Ireland. You're very welcome to the programme, Father Horan.
Thanks, Maria.
You wouldn't have had a clue, no more than anybody else, until the Pope Leo came out onto the balcony, would you?
No, absolutely not a clue. And I mean, if you were thinking of people, although, do you know what they often say, that the person that goes in a pope comes out a cardinal. So certainly I'd say on the way in, our Pope Leo, as he is now, I'm sure he would hardly have expected it either, because I think it is a bit of a surprise, but the Holy Spirit works in strange ways, and thanks be to God for it, really.
And he's also been in Dungarvan already.
He has. Yes, he has, because one of the roles that he filled for 12 years was prior general of the order, based in Rome, but he'd go on visitation, you know, to the different provinces. And so he's been in Ireland a couple of times, really, and always most welcome, of course, and very, very humble, down-to-earth man. So everybody genuinely fond of him and delighted to see him whenever he did visit us.
And how well do you know him?
Not really well. I'd have had a number of meetings, or I would have been at a number of meetings at which he also was present. The time that he came to visit us during the visitation, I'd have got to know him fairly well at that stage, because himself and myself drove around the country for maybe 10 or 11 days to visit our various communities. So we spent a lot of time in the car for that, for those 10 or 11 days, really. But I wouldn't say we wouldn't be great friends, but we had a good business relationship.
And is he friendly? Like, I always think people who end up becoming popes or any kind of office like that, that they have a presence about them before they ever get to that office. Did he have that?
No, he did. He did, Maria. And also, you know, without getting technical about it now, but I think being a member of a religious order, you know, has helped him enormously, because the way we work is that if you have a job for 4 or 8 years, or in his case, 12, as soon as that time span is always over, you just go back to rank and file again. So, you know, it keeps people's feet on the ground and it keeps a bit of humility in place. So definitely, Pope Leo, he was certainly, I'd say, a very humble man, but a very pleasant person as well. As I say, hours and hours and hours chatting on that trip around Ireland in the car. You know, we never ran short of anything to talk about, because he's a great man to have a chat and so on. And as I say, absolutely down to earth. But I think being part of the religious order has that effect on us, really.
And he was formerly known as, like, Father Bob, which I think tells you a lot about a person
Bob Prevost, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be very strange. I can't imagine. You must be one of the very few people, I'd say, who, when he walked out onto that balcony after the Habemus Papam announcement, that you went, I know that guy. Like, and nobody knew that it was going to be him.
No, not until the name was announced. But I suppose it's a little bit amusing, really, in that here in Dungarvan, with my own community, you know, we used to joke that after, because he hasn't been a cardinal for that long, we thought perhaps that somebody else might have got the job this time, and maybe in 6 or 7 or 8 years' time, that Cardinal Prevost, as he was then, might be in line for the job, but. I don't think anybody could have expected him to walk out onto the balcony yesterday, really.
And what is the ethos of the Augustinian Order, Father Horan? Like, what will that bring him to the papacy?
I was only saying to some of the kids here in the school this morning, because we had we had a gathering and assembly to give praise and thanks to God for the gift of Pope Leo. But our main three values, Maria, are unity, truth, and love. And like you can be his entire ministry, his entire spirituality has kind of been built on those three values: unity, truth, and love. So, and they're the values that we promote here in the school as well, and they're promoted in every Augustinian enterprise around the world, really. But just, can I just say to you before we go, maybe
of
that
course.
When I was speaking with the kids this morning, with the students this morning, they wouldn't have realised it until we said it to them that actually, in a very real way now, all our pupils in the school, their parents, the staff and so on, we are actually related very much spiritually now to the new Pope, to Pope Leo, because the way we always put it is that with the Augustinians, you know, once you sign on at our school, you become a member of the Augustinian family for life. Your parents are part of the Augustinian family for life. So you could say in a very, very real way that our pupils here in the school are now brothers and sisters in a spiritual way of Pope Leo, but in a very, very close way. We are seriously closely related to him now, as are all our pupils and their parents and so on. So I think that's a nice thought for us to kind of to reflect on for a while, really.
And it can be very impactful, can't it, to kind of appreciate that sort of connection?
Oh, it can, because the Pope, like, would normally, I'm sure, he'd be so far away from us, do you know what I mean? That he'd be on a different planet altogether. But mm-hmm. but Pope Leo, because of being one of us, and as I say, a very humble man, very grounded, he's much more close to us now, I suppose, than any Pope we would have had down through the centuries, really.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the call for us this morning. I know everyone's after you, but I really appreciate you taking the call from us, and thank you.
Not
for
at all,
doing
Maria.
That.
You're more than welcome.
Thank
all
you
the best.
So much. Bye-bye. That's Father Gerry Horan there. He's a chaplain of St. Augustine's College in Dungarvan. He's actually met Pope Leo, and he's also former provincial of the Augustinian Order in Ireland.